I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about insecurity steals presence. Just this idea that when we get insecure, what do we tend to do? We tend to turn inward. We tend to try to protect ourselves and turn inward. But the bad thing that happens is when we do that, when we turn inward to protect ourselves, it steals our presence away. This is where we got to learn to put our security in God, because in His presence, there's fullness of joy. And talking about this difference between insecurity and security and how it turns us inward versus being externally focused as we put our hope and our trust and our security in God. But let's get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is to start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then take a few minutes to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, to prepare our hearts and minds before we get into our time of communion today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people everywhere we go and to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So start to go through the other half of prayer. The first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And it's the forgiveness of sins that makes that transfer happen. It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. But then we have to receive that forgiveness from God, just knowing that whenever we mess up, then whenever we miss it, we can run to him. And there's grace and mercy and forgiveness to help in our time of need. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive that from him. But then it's got to flow through us. We are often the kink in the hose that's blocking the flow of what God's trying to do in our lives. We tend to beat ourselves up, to be our own worst critic, to put all this pressure on ourselves. And think about it. These insecurities that we have is a lot of times come from the pressures we put on ourselves to have high expectations for ourselves and these types of things. A lot of these insecurities come from those things. And just learning to put our hope and our trust and our security in God, to rely on his grace flowing through us, to protect us, to empower us, to equip us, to anoint us, to do the things that we need to do in life, to function in life successfully. So we got to learn to give ourselves that same grace and mercy in the middle and take that pressure off of ourselves. To take our eyes off of ourselves and fix them onto God. One of the biggest ways we can get more secure. And then that grace and mercy and forgiveness and love and all that he has, it's got to flow through us out to other people. To love other people the same way that he has loved us. Which means we got to give them the same grace and mercy and forgiveness, taking that pressure off of them and walking in the light as he is in the light, which means we got to let some things go, just like he's released some things and let some things go that we've done. We've got to learn to do that same thing for ourselves and for other people as well. That's how we get positioned in the light. But then we got to magnify that light. Magnifying the light is all about what you're focused on. What you're concentrating on. Think about a magnifying glass. I'm looking at something through this glass and I'm making it bigger. What I'm looking at is going to grow bigger on the inside. So whatever I'm consistently looking at, whatever I'm consistently focused on, meditating on, imagining, talking about, rehearsing over and over in my mind, pondering and rolling it over in my mind, whatever those things are, they're going to grow bigger on the inside. And the reality is there's two options. We can be focused on God and light and love and his promises that he'll never let us down, that he'll never leave us or forsake us. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for us in Christ, that nothing's impossible with him. He can make all grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency in all times, at all things, you can abound to every good work. That's one option. And we can, when we're in that, we're focused on light. The expression of that is often gratitude. Just continually thanking and praising God, focused on what is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and honest and of good report. Focused on those things continually and magnifying them, making them bigger on the inside of you. The other alternative is to focus on the problems, to focus on evil, darkness, issues, problems, all the ways people have wronged you, all the things to complain about, all the things to gossip about. All the things to vent about. We can focus on that side. And the more we focus on that, what's going to happen? It's just going to grow bigger and bigger. I'm sure you've experienced it. You've had some problem in your life. And the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you worry about it, it just grows bigger and bigger on the inside of you. Sometimes the same is true of steps that we know to take, things that we know we need to do. And we procrastinate and we put them off. And what happens? It grows bigger and bigger on the inside of us. Because we know we're supposed to be doing it, but it begins to look bigger and overwhelming the more we procrastinate and put it off. So focus on the light. One of the greatest ways to do that is just with gratitude. And remember this, you're either grateful or you're not. You're either grateful or you're not. And being in a position, a heart stance of gratitude, thankfulness positions you in the light. Complaining, moaning, groaning, venting, talking about the problem, rolling it over, puts you into darkness. And one of the greatest things I've learned is your indicator of that is energy levels. Your energy levels. When you're focused on light, everything feels light and free and easy and energizing. When you're focused on darkness, it's like a black hole that sucks the energy out of you. People say, why am I so tired all the time? I eat right. I exercise. I get my rest. Why am I so tired all the time? Because we're talking about the problem consistently. We're venting. We're complaining. We're not grateful. And it sucks the energy out of you. It's an important thing to know. Now, the other thing you're going to experience, which depending on which one you are magnifying in your life, is your emotional state. Peace and joy. God has given you his supernatural peace. When you get thankful, and you focus on the light, it also makes you more present. It also makes you more secure because we're putting our hope and our trust in God. But when you have that gratitude and presence and security and love in him, when you have that supernatural peace and joy. But remember, it's like a light switch, just like with the gratitude. I think gratitude is the opener that brings us into all this. But then that supernatural peace and joy are either flowing or they're not. And God has given us his peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy of the Lord that is your strength, that in his presence there's fullness of joy. And that's either flowing or it's not in our lives. And sometimes we get it flowing and it's going and it's flowing, but then we get focused on the problem again. Something kicks us out of that and we get focused over here again. And yes, there's going to be problems. There's going to be issues. We're not denying that those things are there, but we can choose not to meditate on them, choose not to focus on them. We can say, yes, this problem is here. We can acknowledge that. But then we can say, you know what? God is bigger. He's with me. He'll never leave me or forsake me. He's got a beautiful solution for this problem that he's going to unfold at the perfect time. If he would give me Jesus, how would he not freely give me all things, including these solutions to these problems that we have? So then as we get more present, what do you know to do today? What do you know to do? Often we get these things that are piling up on the inside that we know to do, but we're not walking in. And one of the things that happens is that as those things begin to pile up on the inside, it blocks your mental clarity. It blocks your ability to hear from God as clearly. And God can't flow as much through you because you're not taking action on the things that you know to do. And so he's waiting for you to take those steps before he gives you the next ones. We often want the next steps out here, but we haven't done what he's asked us to do yet. And so we got to get good at taking the time to get still and to listen. What do I know to do today? And then execute those things. And what you're going to find is you begin to execute those things consistently. God's going to begin to flow more and more through you. You're going to hear more from him, more instructions, more steps to take. Because now he's got somebody who's walking in what they have. And now he's going to begin to expand it for you. It's going to open up your ability to hear more clearly from him as well. So what do you know to do today? Begin to just make out a simple list. It might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things you keep saying, you know I keep meaning to do that. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Maybe some people you need to forgive, some relationships you need to reconcile. Some steps you know God has prompted you to take, but you haven't taken them yet. Maybe they look big or impossible or overwhelming. And again, that's when we look at that and we don't take action. The problem is we're looking at the big and overwhelmingness rather than how big God is, that nothing's impossible for him. And he's with you. He's going to help you to walk out these things. And so the key is do today the things that you know to do. Whatever's on the inside, get it cleared out today. And maybe you can't get it all cleared out, but maybe you can start making some steps forward. What can you get cleared out today? Some of the insecurity we experience in life is because we're looking out at the things that we're not sure of what to do yet. We're looking out at uncertainties in the future, and we feel insecure. And so often we don't even try. We get worried, we get focused on all this, and that's what's that doing? That's stealing the present moment. There's some things to do today. What do you know to do today? Getting more present today and then executing those things the right way with peace and joy and gratitude and confidence in God that he's there with you. You don't have to do them on your own. Whatever the things that God has for you in your life, they will often look scary. They're going to require some courage and some faith. And they might look impossible, they might look big and overwhelming. Why? Because they were meant to be done with God as your partner. And nothing's impossible for him. And so the willingness to just move forward by faith, even though you might not have all the details, but you know a step to take. How could you take that step today, trusting that he's there to equip you and empower you and to do it with you? He's not leaving you on your own to do these things. And then as you go about your day, staying tuned into his leading, staying tuned into his voice. It's his voice that leads us from the jaws of distress to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But it's his voice that leads us along that path. And so every day it's important to take a few minutes to get still and to listen. And I like to even reflect back over the last day. What was God teaching me over the last day? And I like to do it before bed. Just taking a few minutes to journal. What did I learn today? What was God showing me today? And if I don't have anything, that's a cue for me that I wasn't tuned in very well. And I'll ask God again. I'll ask this very simple question. God, what was it you were trying to show me today? What was it you're trying to teach me or show me today? Because he's always there trying to help guide us in life. And I'll take just a second and listen. Whatever comes to mind, I'll write it down. Give him a little time to unfold it for you. Give him 5 minutes to unfold it and begin to write down whatever you hear. I think one of the most important things you can do on your journey with God, your walk with God, is begin to record your journey. It's going to be very valuable for you one day to look back and see how far he's brought you. You're going to be able to gain some encouragement sometimes when things get difficult, to look how far he's brought you in your life. It's also going to be a valuable thing to pass on to maybe future generations or other people who are on their journey with God as well, to see the path that he took you on in your life. So insecurity and presence. I consider presence to be what I call the grace table turner. God has given us all these amazing things in Christ. He's given us everything he has: his peace, his joy, his love, his power, his health, his energy, his time, his presence. He's given us everything he has in Christ: his mind, his spirit, his thoughts, his kingdom, his righteousness. Everything is in Christ. And where is that? It's in us. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. He put all of that in you. But we're a three-part being. We are spirit, soul, physical body. Three parts. And I think of the soul in the middle as the bridge that all these things he put on the inside of me have to cross over to get out of me into the world, where I see the fruit of it. And I'm learning more and more that presence is what I call the grace table turner, that it turns the tables and it opens up that flow where all that God put on the inside of you can begin to flow out of you out into the world. His peace, his joy, his love, his kingdom, his power, his thoughts, you name it. It can flow out of you, but presence is the grace table turner that turns the tables and allows that to flow out of you. Which means what? Presence is a big deal. Getting more present is a big deal. Which means what? We got to live in the present moment. We got to be more aware of God's presence with us as we go throughout the day. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. I think of joy as one of my greatest indicators that I'm living in the present moment. Joy is one of my greatest indicators that I'm living in the present moment. If I don't have joy, I'm probably not very present. I need to look at, what am I focused on? What am I magnifying? I'm magnifying living in this present moment with God right now with me. I think about things that happened 30 seconds ago. That's in the past. We often get living in the past, regret, thinking about things that happened. We get living in the future with fear and uncertainty and dread and insecurity about what's coming in the future. And this is where we got to get into the present moment. And that's where it requires trust. Trust is the bridge. Trust. You have to have trust for that to flow out of you. And that's where you got to put your hope and your trust and your security in God. All those things we're worried about in the future, you got to give those to him. All those things that we're living in regret over in the past, the bad things that happened in the past, we got to give those to him. We got to let go of those things, give them to him, receive that grace and mercy and forgiveness. And then we got to get more in the present moment. That's where the grace is. That's where all the good things are, is in the present moment. God says, I am. Not I was, not I will be. He calls his name, I am. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, right now, in the present moment, you got to get more present. That's where everything flows. Your indicator is joy.